Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
You want answers, hit us up at theburtshow.com. We got fam all over the country that might be able to help you. She says, so my brother's planning to propose to his girlfriend, which is awesome, but he's going to propose with a fake diamond. His logic behind it is that nobody will be able to tell the difference. So what's the harm? Can a woman immediately tell the difference?
I don't know if immediately, because you're so wrapped up in emotion of the proposal, but I think if you give her a couple of days, might start to register that that puppy's not real.
She'll figure it out.
Yeah, I think so.
I am curious, if we were going to open up the Burt Show Book of Records here, who had a ring the longest amount of time not knowing it wasn't a real diamond? Like you found out years later. 1-855-BURT-SHOW.
Because if you remember, forever ago, we brought a jeweler in and there was real jewelry and fake jewelry. Yeah. And you all tested me and I got every single one of them right.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You sure did. So continuing with the email. His logic is nobody will be able to tell the difference. So what's the harm? But he's not planning on telling her it's fake. Man, that's a tough way to start a marriage here, man. But he's not going to say it's real either. He figures as long as it looks good and she likes it, the details shouldn't even matter. I had a chat with him, playing the devil's advocate, and asked if he's going to be honest about the ring's authenticity after the proposal. Nope. He's keeping it quiet. His argument is that if the ring is pretty and she's happy with it, why complicate things by revealing the truth? Oh, bruh. I'm kind of torn about this. On one hand, I get the whole sentiment. Love is what matters, right? I know the value of the ring shouldn't dictate the value of the relationship. I'm sure his girlfriend feels the same way, but I also think it's shady not to be honest. She's obviously going to assume it's real. Am I wrong?
That's the problem. The assumption is that it's real, and he's starting the engagement off on deception.
Yeah, I agree. I wish I could see it differently, but I mean, I get that you feel like it should be about the love, but at the same time, if it's about the love, then you shouldn't have to lie to her, and you're leading with deception. And down the line, you just don't know that she's going to come across finding out if it's real or not, if she goes to get it cleaned or whatever the case, and then now you have to explain that. I just don't think it's worth it in the end.
Oh, when you get a ring, like if you get an engagement ring, you go get it appraised and you get insurance on it.
See? Yeah, no, that ain't it.
Mm-hmm. What's the insurance on that going to be, like $10 a year? Yeah, to me, it's not about what he is or isn't proposing with. It's the fact that he's going into this immediately starting off with a lie. Like, you're going to assume that she isn't going to care enough about this ring, that she's just going to go along with it. I got to tell you, if you propose to her with like cubic zirconia or something, that stuff scratches. Like, there's a reason why people get gemstones. It's because they last a long time and they hold up.
Also, I want to do confessions of a jeweler because I wonder how many times a woman's been in a jewelry store getting her ring appraised and they have to tell her and break the news to her it's not real.
This was a whole TikTok series too, if I remember correctly, where high schoolers were bringing in these jewelers and they were having their teachers take a look at the teacher's rings, and half of them were finding out that they're not real in class.
Wow. That's harsh.
Yeah, it was rough. It was rough.
I also think this is sort of, if he's looking at this situation with this attitude, I think it's sort of how he's going to look at other things in the relationship too.
He's just kind of dismissive. Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah.
Maddie, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
I feel like she definitely needs a real diamond because part of what makes it special is knowing that your man worked and saved that money so that he could buy you that diamond. And also, that goes for things in the rest of the marriage. Like, if you're just going to be like, well, let's just half-ass half everything, because we can do it the easy way. We can do it the cheap way out. Or that's definitely a major turnoff.
So you would rather him wait, work harder, you have more respect for him working to get something authentic rather than doing it quickly with something that's fake?
Yes, absolutely.
I want you to buy something that you can afford. And even if you were like adamant about proposing, propose and be like, listen, this isn't the real ring, but I can't wait to be with you. But I promise to give you something worthy of our relationship.
Good morning, Tiffany. You're part of the Burt Show.
Hey, so my sister actually has been married for 7-8 years and she still doesn't know her ring is fake. Like, I was a jeweler. I was a jeweler and I like looked at her ring one time and I was like, you know, your ring's fake. And she goes, no, it's not. He told me it's real and he's had papers and everything to prove it. But her ring is fake.
How many years was that?
7 or 8 years,
I think.
Oh, my God. And you even like busted him and she refuses to believe you, the sister, who's a legitimate jeweler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You're going to believe what you want to believe.
That is the truth.
The Burt Show.